people put the best outside. Some people keep the best inside. Some people can't stand up strong. Some people won't wait for long.
Touch the place where I'd find your face. My fingers and creases of distant dark places. I hang my coat up in the first bar. There is no peace that I've found so far. Laughter penetrates my silence as drunken men find flaws in silence. Their words mostly noises, ghosts with just voices. Your words in my memory are like music to me. Miles from where you are, I lay down on the cold ground. I pray that something picks me up and sets me down in your warm arms. After I've traveled so far, we'd set the fire to the third bar. We'd share each other like an island until exhausted, close our eyelids and dreaming pick up from the last place we left off. Your soft skin is weeping, joy you can't keep it. The miles from where you are, I lay down on the cold ground. And I pray that something picks me up and sets me down in your warm arms. The miles from where you are,
same bed, but it feels just a little bit bigger now. Our song on the radio, but it don't sound the same. When our friends talk about you, all it does is just tear me down. 'Cause my heart breaks a little when I hear your name. It all just sounds like ooh. Mm, too young, too dumb to realize that I should have bought you flowers and held your hand. Should have gave you all my hours when I had the chance. Take you to every party, 'cause all you want dance. Now my baby's dancing, but she's dancing with another man. My pride, my ego, my needs, and my selfish ways caused a good, strong woman like you to walk out my life. Now I'll never, never get to clean up the mess I made. Oh, and it haunts me every time I close my eyes. It all just sounds like
it's that time again, just like every week around this time. This is DJLC on Tinsel Talk, only at radio.dominican.edu. Something on the there's a hair on the mic. it was tickling my lip. That's so gross.
Oh, man.
As usual, I'm joined by my friend Cody here. So what's on tap? First we have music with another award show, movies, and Halloween is near, so I have a special like Halloween thing. TV, celebrity gossip and something that made me turn to the Hulk for like a quick moment. And then the text post of the week. But first, we're going to start with this weekend. I guess it's a little bit of story time, but it's not really that big of story time. So, this weekend, Monday was Cottie's birthday. She finally turned 20. Made me feel old. So then we went into the city because she's going to get a tattoo. And we found the Full House. And it was probably the best moment. One of the best moments of my life.
You should have seen her. She was dancing and singing the theme song.
Yeah, I was. We were across the street and I wasn't singing it loud. Like, I wasn't trying to disturb the people in the house. I understand they probably don't like that. But I was pulling out my best dance moves. It was it was what my childhood was leading up to.
For that moment.
It was. I just love Full House. I watched it all summer. Every night. Sometimes I'd wake up at 4 in the morning and watch it.
Just to watch it, or did
you? No, I just wake up at 4 in the morning and I'm like, hey, Full House is on. And then she got her tattoo. Okay, you can talk about your tattoo. You can just talk about how gross it is now. Not that it was badly done. The place was amazing.
It's just healing weird. I have two other tattoos besides this one, and how much in detail do you want me to go on this?
As much as you'd like.
I mean, it's in the healing process right now. It's an open wound.
I mean,
you
should tell what you got and like how the experience was. My God.
The tattoo artist had a fedora on.
Right, I forgot. It I was like watching her get the tattoo, and I looked up and I was like, "Oh my God, he has a fedora on! Why didn't I notice this before?" And I texted her. I was like, "How does it feel to have a guy tattoo that has a fedora on?" It's a fedora. Oh God, I really like. No one should ever wear fedoras. No one.
Okay, so I got an anchor, and I got the words "I refuse to sink" on my wrist. And it's in the healing process right now.
It's gross.
It's kind of nasty. I give it another week and it'll be good.
It's like chunky looking. Ugh, I can see it from here. It was really gross. It like started bleeding and it was gross.
Yeah, it kind of bled. I mean, my foot tattoo bled more.
That's why you don't get tattoos. You don't have to worry about bleeding.
You could stub your toe and you can bleed.
I know. I've done that.
Exactly.
But it bleeds a lot less. Actually, my stubbed toe bled a lot and then it got infected, so.
So don't stub your toe.
Don't stub your toe. And if you do, go put a bandage on it. Don't keep running around in the dirt.
Life lesson.
I was like 10. So we're going to go on to music now. I don't know why I'm talking like that. I just thought I'd mix it up a little. So there's going to be an award show on the first YouTube Awards, which will be a 90-minute live entertainment on November 3rd. And Lady Gaga's headlining. And from what I was reading, I'm not sure if it's actually like an award show, if they're just calling it that. And it's just like a 90-minute concert with different artists. I'm not really sure. So I guess I'll find out November 3rd. And then Miley Cyrus's new album, Bangers, has gotten high praises from people, but I've kind of heard it was like, meh, so-so. It had like a few good songs on it. Not like I'm going to go rush. I didn't go rush on and buy it. I'm probably never going to buy it. I might download it illegally. Probably not even that, though. I think I have the songs that I will like. I mean, my nose, I feel like it's stuffed up when I talk.
Is there another hair in it?
That wasn't in my nose. That was on my lip. Okay, that's way worse. You got the good chair.
I did.
Anyways.
It's a very nice chair. I picked it out well.
You always get that chair.
I do.
It's just coincidence.
Kay. And I like it.
Okay. And I like it. I'm sure you do. That's pretty cool. Demi Lovato has announced her 2014 tour, and she's headlining, obviously, it's her tour. But then opening for her, she's going to have Fifth Harmony, Little Mix, and Cher Lloyd. And that is quite the roundup, I think. I mean, I don't really like Fifth Harmony, but Little Mix, oh my gosh. I really want to go to this concert just to see Little Mix. We forgot to look into their VIP package.
Well, her tickets don't go on sale until the 5th, so I think we got time.
But Fifth Harmony's VIP package is already on sale.
Let me look.
Yeah, you look that up. Because, I mean, I've already seen Little Mix live, but it was just like 3-4 songs, and I stood for a good 8 hours. So, I yeah. want more. But it was really good, and I would go see Demi Lovato. I mean, I'm not super thrilled about Demi Lovato, but I don't dislike her either. I'd go see it. Her.
Did you see her new hair?
The blue?
Yep.
Yep. And Cher Lloyd's not going to be in the Bay Area, because Cher Lloyd's joining later when Little Mix leaves. But that'd be cool to see her too. And then Justin Bieber, starting this Sunday at midnight, so technically Monday, he's releasing his song Heartbreaker, and then he'll be releasing a new song every Monday for 10 weeks. He hashtagged it. He's going to hashtag it Music Mondays. And I just really don't like hashtags. Hashtag shut up.
That video.
If you have not seen Jimmy Fallon and Justin Timberlake do the hashtag video, you should look it up. Just type in on Google Jimmy Fallon hashtag and it'll come up with Justin Timberlake. And it's the funniest video. I've literally seen it like 50 times. But anyways, the song Heartbreaker, it's funny that he's coming out with that song. I mean, I guess not funny. I kind of found it a little amusing. I like, ha ha ha, in my head. Not quite enough. It wasn't quite funny enough to, like, laugh out loud, but it was a ha ha in my head. Because fans have been trying to leak Heartbreaker for at least 3 months. And in that amount of time, there's been, like, 2 One Direction songs leaked and a half a song leaked. And it's just funny that they still couldn't get that song Heartbreaker. But this leads me to a break. What? What'd you see? What are you seeing? Nothing? Nothing? Speak.
Never mind. It's not the right one. I got real excited because it says $30 on it. But oh, it passed May 30th. I got my hopes up.
That would have been amazing. Anyways. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go into music break. This has been DJ LC. I swear, I'm paranoid that there's like hair on this mic now. This is in DJ LC on radio.dominican.edu. And up next, I have some movie news. And then we're going to talk about Halloween costume ideas. Yay. Because I think I have a good costume idea for myself. And then we're going to figure out one for Cotty. We'll figure it out. So this is Ellie Goulding with Anything Can Happen right now. Go, Ellie Goulding. Why isn't... Oh! Whoops. I'm going to start it over.
Trying to hide, we held our breath to see.
And we are back. This is DJLC on radio.dominican.edu. And that was Ellie Goulding with Anything Could Happen. And if anyone tells you that you can't sing the instrumental, they are wrong, because I did it the whole entire song.
It was wonderful.
I should go on X Factor.
You should. See what Simon says.
It's a no for me. So next we have movies, and then we have Halloween stuff to talk about. So on movies, Cody recently bought The Bling Ring, and this is something that I wanted to, this is the movie I wanted to see for a while, but then no one wanted to go see it with me over the summer, so I finally saw it because she bought it. And it was about all those Hollywood Hills burglaries, so like Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan, Orlando Bloom, Rachel Bilson, who else? Is that it? I think that's it. They all got robbed at one point by these group of teenagers, and it was a story about that. It was like a movie about the teenagers, and it was so good. I really liked it. I don't think it got very good ratings, but I really liked it.
It was pretty good.
Maybe just because, like, I watched the show with the girl on it before she got arrested, and it was just so entertaining. That scene was actually in the movie when they, like, arrested her. Yep. I saw that on this reality show. It was so good. Alexis Myers, that's her name. But Emma Watson's in it. And I liked it a lot. I would rate it a B.
I give it a C plus, B minus.
Oh. And then Catching Fire tickets were released on Tuesday, and that's more than a month in advance. That's super crazy. And if you bought them on, if you buy it early, right? Or is it just Tuesday?
If you buy it on Fandora.
You mean Fandango?
Yeah, that one. I put Fandora and Fandango together. Because I was thinking,
like, literally the look I gave you in my head, I was like, is she serious right now? Fandora? What is Fandora? I was going to go on Fandora and buy my movie tickets as I listen to music.
It's an all-in-one stop.
I really want to buy this CD, and I want to buy a movie, so I'm going to go to Fandora. I was really like, is she serious right now? Anyways, Fandango. If you buy them on Fandango, the tickets to Catching Fire, you get a free, what is it?
Song off the soundtrack.
Song off the soundtrack. I saw the soundtrack list, but I don't really remember what it said. There was a song by Christina Aguilera.
I haven't seen it.
Okay, you're no help then.
Sorry.
But then the Catching Fire is also going to IMAX. I'm excited. And we were watching a little behind the scenes clip before the show started and had Josh Hutcherson in it. And how did it make you feel?
So excited. I am so ready for this movie.
I literally typed that in there. I was like, watching behind the scenes. I was like, note to self. Talk about Josh Hutcherson.
I'm so ready. You don't even know.
Are you ready for the movie, or are you just ready for him to be in a movie?
Both. Like, I'm excited for the movie overall, but I'm really excited because he's in the movie I'm excited to see. So it's like, I need it now.
Yeah. I don't know what else to say about it.
I'm excited to go to that theater in San Francisco and see it.
I think we should just go the one closer. I don't want to play Bridge Toll. I hate Bridge Toll.
Which one's closer?
Emeryville.
They're like the Bridge same Toll distance.
Too. Not 4th Street. 4th Street's way downtown. Anyways.
On the map, it looked the same distance.
I don't think it is. I don't know. I'm not Google Maps. Are you really going to go look it up right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I am.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let's see. Who's right and who's wrong? Oh, wait, the Emeryville one, I feel like that's closer to us. Because that's just like a hop skip over the Richmond Bridge.
Hop skip.
I don't think I need you. I know it's gonna be. This is like the intermission music. Is there like not a way to find out how far they are?
I'll map quest.
Why didn't you smack your
lips? I don't know.
Like hell attitude. I'll just map quest it. Anyways, I'm gonna go on while she looks this up. Let's see who's right. I'm gonna put money on myself that I'm right. Anyways. The Fault in Our Stars movie, which I am so excited for. The author, John Green, has recently said that the movie stays true to the story, like to the plot line of the book. And that makes me so excited because the book was so good. I've read it 1.5 times because I didn't want to read the ending again. It was just too much. It was too much for my heart to take. Loved it. Oh, if you haven't read it, read it. Read it. I don't care if you're a boy, girl, mother, father, grandfather, grandmother. I don't care if you're half hippo. You read that book. As long as you have, like, human hands. Because if you have, like, hippo hands, I don't know what those are called. Are they, like, paws? Hooves? Hooves? Oh, hooves. Are they
maybe,
hooves?
I don't know. That's feel like the first like, thing that came to mind.
Hooves or, like, a slash in hooves and paws. I don't know. They're not paws, so they wouldn't be furry. I don't know. But if you have the hippo equivalent to hands, I don't think you can read it.
I win, you lose.
What is the distances?
Yours was close to 19 miles and mine's close to 18 miles.
Wow, okay.
I win.
Don't ever smack your lips again at me, okay? That's gonna cost it. I'll show you I can't be wrong ever. So we're going to move on to Halloween. This is Halloween. Everybody scream. So it's October, obviously. And I know this, like, it's like a month away practically. I mean, it's less than a month, obviously, but it's practically a month away. But I'm just so dang tuned excited about Halloween. And we're going to start off with Wednesday. I mean, this is technically a TV, but it fits in Halloween. On Wednesday, next Wednesday, American Horror Story is coming back on, but this season is The Coven, which is about witches, and I'm really, really excited because American Horror Story had two other seasons, but like each season is like its own kind of story, I guess. I think. I wasn't told otherwise, and I've asked around before. That's kind of like its own story within itself. So I'm really excited about it. I haven't seen the other two, but it's written by the same guy that does Glee, and I'm excited because I just like witches and stuff like that. I'm a freak. A big freak. I can't read and talk at the same time. Oh my gosh. I saw what you pointed out. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay. Calm. But then also we have Hocus Pocus. That's not really official. How you said that. I own the movie, but I'm going to watch it like at least 5 times for Halloween. And then Halloween Town movies are going to come on Disney Channel, and I'm so excited because those are like my favorite. I just got to find out when they are. I know they're... I already looked at the beginning of the week, and it wasn't on this week at all. So I got to... On Friday, I got to look for the next week. But I'm excited. Are you excited about those movies?
I love those movies. I watched them, like, every day as a kid, I feel like.
This is my favorite time of the year. This is, like, my favorite time of the year, because it's, like, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, my birthday, New Year's. Oh, it's just the best time. I feel like it's my birthday celebration for these 3 months, and it starts off with Halloween. I wonder, can you buy Halloween Town on, like, DVD?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I really want that DVD. Where can you buy it at? You should look.
Amazon, the Disney store.
The Disney store?
That's what it says.
Like, in a mall?
I mean, it's on DisneyStore.com.
I mean, because, like, there's Disney stores in the mall, but would they sell them there?
I feel like because it's Halloween time, they would.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I need to find like the closest Disney store and go out and buy all of them. Even though I know, like, you didn't know the actress gets changed up in a series, and you're kind of like, whoa. But I don't even care when they changed up the actress for Marnie. I still loved it for Halloween Town University. That's my childhood. Is to walk around barefoot to the playground and come home at night to watch Halloween Town. And then, Halloween costume idea. So my Halloween costume idea is I'm going to go as Simon Cowell as a fox. So basically, I'm going to dress as Simon Cowell with fox ears in honor of that What Does the Fox Say video, because I love it. So what should you be? What are your some ideas? Hashtag sexy ghost. Hashtag life choices. Hashtag sexy ghost. It just popped in my head. Like, I heard Jimmy Fallon saying it.
I have no idea. You should be
Louis Tomlinson as a fox.
Whatever I am, I should be that as a fox. Could I be a fox as a fox?
Oh, you know, like a whole fox suit, but then like fox ears on top of the fox ears.
Mm-hmm.
You could be like I forgot that picture that you sent me of the. But you need kids to do that. Never mind.
Yeah,
Was like these two sharks, and they're the little kids were sharks, and the dad was like this surfer that got attacked, and it was really cute. But she would need kids to do that.
Yep, you can do that next year.
I'm not amused by your joke. That's a private joke. You don't have to bring on the air.
It's on demand. Halloween Town.
We don't have on demand.
I know.
I'm just still unamused by your joke. Like, that's not funny. But, like, people are going to think I'm pregnant, and I'm not.
She's not, and she won't be.
Thank you for clearing that up.
It's an inside joke no one else understands.
I mean, it'd be easy to understand, but I'm not going to tell you.
I mean, yeah, it's easy to understand, but...
But I don't think I need... I got that song stuck in my head. Is it, like, too soon to take a break? Or, like, have we been on for... I don't know. I'm kind of losing track of time.
I mean, it's only like the time warp.
Let's do the time warp again. Why is that, like, a Halloween song? Like, everyone kind of puts it as a Halloween song, but it's not a Halloween song at all.
I don't know.
Just like that song from The Sound of Music that was on the One Direction commercial for the perfume. That's always a Christmas song, and I don't understand. Mm-hmm. I was going to, like, I only reference that so I don't have to sing it. But it's always a Christmas song, and I just don't understand that's not Christmassy at all. Are you on the Halloween Town tag?
I am.
Oh my gosh, speaking of tags, not hashtags, tags. I made a Tumblr for the show because the blog that I was using last year, it just won't let me back on. I don't know why. I tried to fix it. I'm over it. So I made a Tumblr today for the show. It is tinseltalk.tumblr.com.
You gotta tumble into that Tumblr.
And yeah, I'll post about stuff that I talk on here. Post stuff on there that I talk about on here. There we go. Okay.
Okay, well, I found one person that says it's on Saturday.
Saturday.
But it could be where they are and not where we are.
That's true.
Because
I was thinking, like, I don't have anything to do Saturday until nighttime. But it's probably on at nighttime.
Because then this person was watching it at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, man.
So I don't know.
I just need me some Halloween Town in my life. I didn't get to watch it last year.
I didn't either.
And that makes me sad. I need to watch all of them. I need to buy all of them just so I can watch them all year around. You're not going to deprive me of Halloween Town just because it's not Halloween. Just because it's April, I still feel Halloween-ish. Well, yeah, we got to get back to your costume, though.
But this one person says Halloween Town isn't going to be on till Halloween.
That's a lie. They play it, like, all October. Get your facts straight.
But they're mad about it.
Go on to... Go read your news. Disney 365. Duh. You really need to find a costume, though.
I do.
You should just be a banana. With fox ears. She goes a banana as a fox.
I'm or still trying a fox to... as a banana. I could get a fox mask and then get a banana suit, so I'm a fox and a banana.
Or look at those horse masks. You can get the horse with a banana suit. That would be
with
so...
fox ears.
Oh, that is taking it to the next level. I think that's a winner right there. I don't think you can beat that. I'm still trying to figure out like what I'm gonna do with my hair for the Simon Cowell thing. Like, should I just get a wig? Or, like, just cut it off?
That's a winner. Cut it all off and gel it back.
I would never. I didn't even like cutting it to my hair this summer. My hair. My shoulder. I knew. Why can't I talk?
That was a good one.
I didn't cut it to my hair. Yeah, I would never do that. But then, like, that's a super easy costume. Like, white shirt, jeans. And then I just have to, like, perfect a British accent, which I can't do accents at all. And then I just gotta say, it's a no for me, a lot. Like, when... I hope we go to, like, I hope... You know what?
What?
Halloween's on Thursday.
Ooh, this is awkward.
Yeah. I just remembered that. I looked that up earlier. Ooh. I mean, I'll still dress up. I'll be in here as Simon Cowell, the guest host. Okay, but I'm going to take another break. And when I get back from the break, I'm going to talk about TV. And then we're going to go into celebrity gossip. A lot of Miley stuff again. Like, unfortunately, I don't want to talk about Miley Cyrus that much. But she's just doing a lot. She's doing a lot. A lot of stuff going on about her. So this has been DJLC on radio.dominican.edu, and this is Till Kingdom Come by Coldplay. Right now.
Steal my heart and hold my tongue. I feel my time has come. Let me in, unlock the door. I never felt this way before, and the wheels just keep on turning. The drummer begins to drum. I don't know which way I'm going. I don't know which way I've come. Hold my head inside your hands. I need someone who understands. I need someone, someone who hears. For you I've waited all these years. For you I'd wait till kingdom come.
your tears and in your blood, in your fire and in your flood, I hear you laugh, I heard you sing. I wouldn't change a single thing. The wheels just keep on turning, the drummers begin to drum. I don't know which way I'm going, I don't know what I'll become. For you I'd wait till kingdom come, until my days, my days are done. Say you'll come and set me free. Just say you'll wait, you'll wait for me. Just say you'll wait, you'll wait for me. Just say you'll wait.
Back on. This is DJLC on radio.dominican.edu, and that was Till Kingdom Come by Coldplay. And so, back to the previous topic of Halloween Town. We found it. It's going to be playing on the 16th at 8:30. No, the 14th at 8:30, the 15th at 8:30, and then the 16th at 8:30. It's the 1, 2, and 3, so it's like, that's starting on Monday. It's going to take me till Wednesday. It's going to be awesome. It's like half my, that's more than half my week filled up with Halloween Town. That's going to be a good week. I'm excited. I'm really excited. I'm just like planning it out in my head. Like what shows I'm not going to be watching because I'm going to be watching Halloween Town. Okay. Wait. Go scroll up. Okay. Now, TV news. Carrie Diaries, ooh, that didn't come off loud. Carrie Diaries cast Sam, the character Sam Jones. They cast Lindsay Gort as her. And Sam Jones is my favorite character in the Sex and the City series. What's that music?
Upstairs, they're practicing.
It sounds like Halloween music. Like, it sounds like something that, like, a skeleton would be playing on a piano. It does. And then, like, there'd be pumpkins bouncing around. I don't know. I'm just Halloween-y. Halloween-y.
You're Halloween-y.
Okay, back to Carrie Diaries, though. Sam Jones is my favorite character. And Kim Cattrall plays Sam Jones. And this Lindsay Gort looks just like Kim Cattrall. It's crazy. Like, Cottie doesn't even watch Sex and the City, or she didn't watch Sex and the City. So she doesn't know who Sam Jones is. But I showed her a picture of the actress and then the actress who's playing the younger Sam Jones. And it's crazy, right? It's crazy.
I don't think you ever showed me
yes,
that
I
picture.
Yes, I did, because you were like, oh my God, that does look like her. I remember when I found out. I was like, don't these two people look alike? Never mind.
I really God, don't
I will
remember.
Show you. I will pull this. Lindsay Gort. I can't talk and type at the same time. It's like impossible for me. Kim Cattrall. Oh my gosh. Okay. We're just gonna wait on this. So let me pull back up the show. Oh, okay. Okay. Hold on. Hold on. There's one. That's the young one. I need to find a better picture of her than that. Images. Okay. Okay. That's obviously the older one. Kim Cattrall. Sam Jones. I mean, Lindsay Gort.
They do look a lot alike.
I showed you these pictures before.
I don't remember. Even you showing them now, I don't remember you showing me them.
Rude.
Sorry.
And Snooki and JWoww are coming back to their TV show, Snooki and JWoww. Or is it JWoww and Snooki? I don't know. I've never watched it. But it's just like, one of you is getting married. The other one has a baby. Just let it go. Let that ship has sailed for you. No one cares anymore. You guys have basically become irrelevant. Accept it. How do you feel about this show coming back on?
I've only seen one episode. It didn't need to be on the air in the first place.
Yeah, they just need to let it go. Dancing with the Stars, Bill Nye, the science guy. Bill. He got voted out. And I'm like, I'm done now. Like, I'm out. Later.
Are you, though?
Yeah.
Because Brant's still on it.
I know. He's so cute. But yeah, like, I just wanted that moment where the crowd was chanting, Bill. Never got it. Never got that. And now he's gone. Like, I mean, I was really uncomfortable watching him dance, but that's the name of the game, baby. X Factor was on last night, and they have, instead of the judges' houses that they usually do, they have this, like, four-seat challenge where everyone competes for these four seats, and only four seats, only four people get to sit in the seats, obviously. No one's sitting on each other's lap.
That would be awkward. That would be weird.
And there's this guy from last season that got voted off around the same time, and his name is Jeff. And he's on it again, and he got one of the seats. But then, like, once you get a seat, you're not safe because you can get switched out for another person. And I was so nervous he's going to get switched out, but he made it to the end. And this girl, her name Rebecca? Rebecca Potter?
Rachel Potter.
Rachel Potter. She should have gone switched out, but she's there still. And this other woman that, her name is Lori, and she was a football player. She was so good, and she got switched out and had to leave the show. And I was angry at Kelly Rowland. But then the fact that Kelly Rowland put together Little Mix kind of makes it better.
Obviously, she knows what she's doing.
Yeah, but still, Lori was way better than Rachel. Right? Rachel messed up, and then she made excuses.
I mean, yeah, she messed up yesterday. But I liked her audition better than Lori's.
Nah. I think Lori had a... I mean, I personally think Lori had a stronger voice. More reliable. But, whatever. Oh, and then... Okay, so they did the over 25 last night, and then they started the girls group, which Demi Lovato is the mentor of. And there's this girl, Brie, and she's very, like... I think she's just like everyone else. Like, she's very... I don't know what the word is. Like, she's not like everyone else, but she's very, like, bland. Like,
she doesn't have the X factor.
She just, I feel like she's trying too hard to be, to have the X factor, whatever that is. I feel like she's just trying too hard, and she wasn't that good. And, like, Simon was, like, kind of defending her, like, oh, you could work with her. But then he kind of trashed this other girl that was a really good singer. It's like, you're off your game, bro. Simon, it's a no for me. To you.
I wonder if anybody's said that to him.
I want to be the first. I feel like we had this spiritual connection, me and Simon. Like, we're always like, nope, it's a no for me. Very critical of people. Yeah, he's off his game, I think. Maybe becoming a father is, like, softening him up too much. Because that girl wasn't good.
She wasn't.
And I wasn't filling her hat, either. Or her shawl coat thing. Looked like something an 80-year-old would wear. I don't know. I just didn't like her at all, obviously. Wish she was, like, 16. I feel so good trashing a 16-year-old.
She was
20. Oh, I don't feel bad then at all. I can trash someone my own age. I shouldn't be trashing anyone. Okay. What would I do with my time? And then Glee. Okay. Okay, let me just get to it here. Glee last week was Beatles week one, and then Kurt and Blaine got back together as boyfriends, and then they got engaged, and I was crying. I was like literally crying, like not out loud. I wasn't like, but there was tears because the speech was amazing, and it was the best moment of my TV viewing history, life. Like, I couldn't go on. It was the greatest thing ever. It was perfectly done. And thank you, Ryan Murphy, for giving me everything I've ever wanted on TV. They were just tears of joy. And then this week, Demi Lovato is on as her character Danny. And it's Beatles week two. And it's just not going to be as good as last week. I can already tell that. no week is going to be as good as last week. That took the cake. Wedding cake.
Do you think they'll have an episode of them getting married?
Oh, they better. That might be the only thing that tops it is like them getting...
Or their honeymoon.
I don't think they can hear that. Not how I want it to be. Not properly. Mm-hmm. And this week, as also they're going to have previews for next week, which is the memorial episode. And I don't even know if I can handle the previews. Me and my friend already decided that we are going to FaceTime during next week's episode because it's just going to be too much to handle with the memorial episode.
There's a promo on their Facebook page.
I ain't gonna watch it yet because I don't want to see it more than once. It's gonna be a toughie, right in the heart.
It definitely will be.
I think it's already online because the episode already aired on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're gonna move on to celebrity gossip. Okay. Buckle your seatbelts because it's a lot of Miley Cyrus. I mean, I don't like it either, but we gotta get through it. We're gonna get through it together. But this first one, it's pretty funny. I was like excited kind of at first, and then my dreams got dashed. There was rumors that Miley Cyrus was pregnant with Juicy J's baby. And at first I was like, who? It's like, if you're gonna get pregnant by someone like random, get pregnant by someone random with like a well-known name. Like Harry Styles.
Would you want that, though?
I don't really care. I don't care.
So you want him to have a kid?
Stop looking at me. Yeah, he can have a kid if he wants. That's what he wants. Don't mm-hmm. look at me. I don't even know who Juicy J was, but apparently he's a rapper. And she, like, tweeted about it, and she's like, oh, these rumors are so funny, so guess it's false. And her mom tweeted about it, too. And she was like, ha, 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 something, something, something.
He's old.
How old is he?
38.
It's not that old. There's people older than that.
Well, obviously. Didn't say he was the oldest person alive.
I'm just saying, like, that's not that old. I mean, it's a little too old to be knocking up a 20-year-old, but...
That's what I meant.
Okay. Sorry. You need to learn communicate.
Communicate.
I corrected myself before I said communicate. Cadandra. And then the Joe Bros have commented on it because, you know, Nick. I had to like think of their names. He used to go out with Miley Cyrus, and then they had nice words to say. It was basically about the VMA performance, because for some reason, every celebrity is going to get asked about her VMA performance and what they thought. And they said she's very successful and she's very smart. So basically, it was planned. Like, she knew what she was going to do. And she had a documentary on TV last night, and I was just too tired. The bags under my eyes were, like, as big as Michael Kors bags, and I just couldn't stay up to watch it. It was really bad. And the bags under my eyes, they were, like, deep purple, and they were literally as big as Michael Kors bags. And if you don't know what Michael Kors bags looks like, you should, like, Google one. And you should see the big bags he has. They're huge. And those were my eye bags. So I didn't watch it. But I heard that there was a lot of cussing in it. And that she talks about how everything she does is, it seems like she is just a chaotic mess, but it's planned. So I'm like, so you're a planned mess? That might be worse. Like, if you're planning to look messy and, like, a hot mess, that's, I think, worse than... Would you rather, like, plan on looking like a hot mess, or would you just rather look like a hot mess on accident?
On accident.
Yeah, because if you plan it, that's, like, really bad. Oh, gosh. Okay. I can feel that one coming up. I am going to butcher this name, but Sinead O'Connor... the last name's easy, O'Connor. But I don't... Is she a singer? She wrote an open letter to Miley saying that the industry was pimping her out, even if she... Like, that's a fact. That the industry is pimping her out and that she may just not realize it yet. And she also said that she needs to be a better role model for girls because right now she's saying that it's okay to prostitute yourself. And she, I guess it was really long. I read some of the letter. They didn't have all of it on the website I was looking at. But it was, I felt like it was kind of like a, it was a nicer letter. I mean, it could have been, she didn't have to write it, I guess. She can just like leave it alone. It's Miley's business. But then Miley retorted with a tweet saying, before there was Amanda Bynes, there was her. And then it had a bunch of like tweets from this singer about her mental illness and how she was trying to find help. Which is, it's kind of different than Amanda Bynes. Like, Amanda Bynes clearly wasn't seeking help. So it's kind of backhanded and kind of wrong to bring up someone's mental illness as a comeback. So Miley Cyrus is getting some critical views on that one. But this last piece, it brought me a deep, heavy sigh when I read it. There's now twerking Miley action figures. Yes. Take it in. Take it in. I'm not sure if there's one, because I couldn't bring myself to read the whole article. I don't know if there's just one that she has, or if it's, like, gonna be distributed. I hope not. But there's, like, a twerking Miley Cyrus. Is it gonna be distributed? Or is it just she have one?
I don't know.
But it's real. Yeah. I wish I was making this up. It's... it's bad. I'm looking at a picture right now. It's real bad.
I don't know why. Now you can take Miley Cyrus home with you.
Oh, okay. It's being distributed. Guess what I'm going to get? By a toy company. Guess what Cody's getting for Christmas? She's going to get a twerking Miley figure.
Guess who's getting a matching one? Yes.
That's all I've ever wanted was a twerking Miley figure I can carry around in my purse. Oh, good God. Oh, my gosh. It really shakes its butt. Oh, my gosh. I wonder if she's going to buy one. I wonder if she's going to fill a room with one. That's what I would do if I was Miley Cyrus. I just kind of annoys me that she gets credited with twerking. Like, people were twerking long before her.
They're only making 5,000. And they're $29.95.
We have got to get our hands on one of those 5,000. Those are collectors.
Only 5,000 units will be made. Limit is one per order. The first 2,500 will be delivered before the holidays.
Oh, perfect.
We gotta be the first ones.
We gotta get those. And then I want to meet her and I want her to sign it. Miley, can you sign your twerking action figure? Yeah. That just made me like sigh so deep. I was just like... Is it on sale right now?
Yeah.
It's a perfect stocking stuffer. That's what it says on the advertisement. Like, can you imagine opening up your stocking and seeing this, like, twerking Miley? Like, Mom, thank you so much. What else do they sell? Like, what is this, like, toy company?
They make custom action figures.
Ooh, so I can get an action figure myself?
Maybe.
You
can get a custom action figure starting at $375 and copies as low as $40.
Oh my gosh.
They make it a recordable custom easy button. They make political action figures.
Don't care about that.
Custom plush dolls.
Pop culture action figures. Does that mean Harry Styles would be in there?
No,
I just want an action figure myself, and I wanted to have the superpowers of being able to move things with it, my mind. And I'd also want to read people's mind on, like, my own terms. Like, I want to be able to choose when I want to read their minds and who I want to minds I want to read. I spit on the mic. Sorry. If anyone's coming in here afterwards. Yeah.
Doesn't look like they have a Harry.
Oh.
I bet I can Google it, though, and Harry will come up.
I mean, there's already, like, the little toy figures. Yeah, but those look like...
Susan Boyle.
Susan Boyle. And I don't want a Susan Boyle doll. I don't even really want a Harry Styles doll. Because I'd feel creepy.
But you want a Miley one?
That's true.
I mean, you technically but the Miley have one already.
The Miley Cyrus ones are funny, though. Yeah. I'm speaking of Harry Styles. The next song I'm going to play here is Come Back Be Here by Taylor Swift. Not planned. This has been DJLC on radio.dominican.edu, and this is Taylor Swift with Come Back Be Here from her bonus track on her CD Red.
You said it in a simple way, 4 a.m. the second day. How strange that I don't know you at all. We stumbled through the long goodbye, one last kiss then catch your flight. Right when I was just about to fall, I told myself don't get attached. But in my mind I play it back, spinning faster than the plane that took me.
We are back. This is DGLC on radio.dominican.edu. And on break, I watched the preview for the memorial episode of Glee, and it was already really sad. I don't even want to watch the show. I just want to go back to week one when Blaine is proposing to Kurt. I don't want to see the. Nope. Mm-mm. I refuse to believe it. Maybe if I refuse long enough, he'll just come back to life.
I don't think it works that way.
It's gonna work that way. Just like when One Direction dies, I'm gonna not believe it. And I'm gonna be one of those people, like, all those people that have conspiracy theories about, like, Tupac and Michael Jackson not being dead. I'm gonna be one of them. So, this next piece of news is only in here because it made me realize something. Prince Harry went to a James Blunt concert with his girlfriend. That's it. That's the end of it. That's the end of the report. But it made me realize he had a girlfriend, and I was just like, hey, Harry, Hey now, I'm supposed to marry into the royal family. You can't be having girlfriends. That's my spot. How else am I getting into the royal family? There's no other way. This is my last chance.
You can wait for George.
No, that's weird. He's literally 20 and a half years younger than me. 19 and a half years, sorry. I'm bad at math. We went over this. But Jimmy Kimmel and Kanye West got into a little bit of a argument. It started out on Jimmy Kimmel's show. No, it started out. Kanye West did a interview with a BBC radio show about the music and like the music he makes and how he feels about the music industry. And then Jimmy Kimmel went and had two little kids reenact the skit while they drank milkshakes. And it wasn't a particularly funny skit, but it had its moments where I was like, huh, this is cute. Like, I liked it. And then Kanye went onto Twitter and was like just completely bashing Jimmy Kimmel, saying that everyone knows that Sarah Silverman's funnier than him, that he went to his family's wedding, how dare he, all this stuff, that saying just terrible things about Jimmy Kimmel. And then I guess he also called him on the phone. Kanye West called Jimmy Kimmel on the phone and was yelling at him, and Jimmy Kimmel was just like, okay, I don't really care. And I guess while on the phone call, Kanye West kept saying, I'm Pac. I'm Pac. I'm Pac. Like, he's Tupac. And that's just... What? You're clearly not Tupac. But... because Tupac is hidden someplace in the Bay. No kidding. I was, like, heard this on the radio. And, like, the DJ on the radio... she was really mad about it. And she's like, you can't be Pac, I'm Pac. It was really funny. I laughed. I was like, ha 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 ha. And I work on my fake laugh. That was the best.
Only Dez can do that.
But moving on, Brant Daughtry from Dancing with the Stars, he was held up at gunpoint and robbed after the show on Monday night. And I think he's a very good-looking man. So when I heard about this, I was like, oh, he didn't get mugged, did he? Like, he didn't get beaten up. Like, his face wasn't touched, was it? Luckily not. There were no injuries, but he just gave up his stuff. And no injuries were caused. That's really scary. There's been some, like, really weird stuff that happened on Dancing Stars. Like, one time, this guy showed up with a trunk full of machetes, ropes, guns, looking for Shawn Johnson. And then this. So, like, I feel like they need to beef up their security there. But I guess that's kind of, like, in a bad, villainous way, it's smart. Because, obviously, Dancing Stars, there's going to be some rich people coming out of there. That's the place to hold up, if you're going to hold up a place. But don't take my advice. And then, okay. I often question what E! News is doing with their time. And it was clearly a slow news week because they had a whole article on Kevin Jonas cradles Danielle Jonas's baby bump in an apple orchard. Like, why? Like, yeah, it was a cute picture that they had with the news article, but why is that news? Like, you can have that in there. You can, because E! News has, like, this whole, like, photo section. They can have in their photo section all they want. But have a whole article on it? Like, you know you guys are struggling for material when you talk about that. I mean, that's not just me thinking that's ridiculous, right?
No, it's completely ridiculous. Like, the picture was really cute. Like, I saw it. But they definitely didn't need a whole article on it.
Like, what are you going to talk about? Like, look at the way his hand...
Are they talking about the apples in the background? Like,
I don't know. His hand, it fits so perfectly under her belly. I didn't read it because I was like, why are you writing this? Like, I wonder how much that person got paid to write that too. Like, I bet you they got paid a lot of money to write that. Like, that's the job, to write meaningless stuff on E! News. That's what I'm going for. And Glee's Heather Morrison had her baby. It's a boy named Elijah. I'm not sure how I feel about the name Elijah. Not that it's up to me. Obviously, it's already the baby's name. I feel like there's a name close to Elijah that I'm okay with. I can't think of it. Maybe it's not. don't know. And then Total Divas Brie Bella is engaged to Daniel Bryan, who is a WWE superstar. And I put a question mark because it's like, what is their definition of superstar? Like, I feel like the superstars, I mean, my brother used to be really into WWE when it was WWF. Yeah, WWF. Wait. I was WWE before. Wait, worldwide. I don't know. I don't know what it used to be, now what it is. What's the... I think it's W... It was WWF, I think. Anyways, that's not the point. My brother used to be really into it, so I was into whatever my brother was into, because I wanted to be as cool as him. And so, like, superstars are like, you know, The Rock. Like, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Ew, like, Triple H. I feel so bad that I'm forgetting these names that I used to, like, really be into. Anyways, so I don't know what their definition of superstar is, because I've never heard of Daniel Bryan in my entire life. And the only reason I know who Brie Bella is because that show, Total Divas, I saw, like, 5 minutes of it. And it was just so ridiculous. John Cena, that's another one. Sorry. Backtracked. But it was just so ridiculous. And they were talking about how everyone wants to be a Bella twin. And it's like, I don't. I definitely don't want to be either one of you, Brie Bella, or your sister. I don't know her name. And more engagements have happened. The band Perry singer, her name's Kimberly Perry, got engaged to Blue Jays catcher JP. Do you know how to say this? I don't want to mess it up. I'm bad at names, pronouncing names, but he's the catcher for the Blue Jays, and man, is he good looking. I did not even know about him, but then I saw the pictures and like, whew, she got herself a keeper. Like, she's living the dream, marrying a professional baseball player. I mean, that's my dream. So, and that's I guess that's good news. People getting married. Let's see how long they stay married for, if they even make it to the altar. And then Angelina Jolie was seen wearing a band around her ring finger. And so everyone thinks that her and Brad got secretly married. And I'm saying, about time. Like, you're having, like, a bajillion kids with her. Adopting like, a whole country. You guys have, like, a lineup for a football team. And you're just now going to get married? Like, this should happen, like, 10 years ago. I don't even know if they were together 10 years ago. I don't think they were. But a long time ago, this should have happened. I don't know why they're waiting so long. And Kate Gosling said that she's still in love with her ex, John. These people are from John and Kate Plus 8. You know, they had all those kids. And she says that she's only in love with him in the way that she feels empathy for him and feels bad for him. Because I guess she was told that if you can feel empathy and sympathy for somebody, then you love them in some way. And so she's like, I guess in that way I do. And I was like, okay. I mean, I do kind of feel bad for him too. Like, he went from, like, a pretty decent computer tech job to a reality show to a big D-bag. Now he's a waiter. I would love to go to a restaurant and him wait on me. That'd be hilarious. But then, in other news, Farrah Abrams, she got a gift from a fan, and it was, like, lingerie and pasties and a shot glass and what else?
A gift card of some sort.
And she was, like, she liked it. She was, like, excited about it, but I thought that was creepy, like...
Yeah, she tweeted a picture of it.
Yeah, I would have, like, return sender on that, like, can you not? Like, clearly it's like a fan of, like, her porn. Oh, it's so creepy
that she denies,
and it's creepy that she was okay with that. Ugh. she's creepy. And would you be creeped out if you got a package?
Yes. <That's tough. laughs> Yes, I would.
I don't know what I would do. Would you? I don't even think you can open. I don't think you can send it back to return sender if it's already open, but I would try.
I'd package it again and send it back to the address that was on it.
No thanks. Don't bother me. I'm moving. I would probably just burn it.
I'd take a picture of me burning it.
And send it to the return address. Yeah. Thanks for your gift. You creepy little a-hole. And it's about that time again, I guess, for a song. It's a song. It's full free. But when we come back, I'm going to talk about Barbara Walters and apologizing, I think, a little too late to Katy Perry. And some Bruce Jenner. And some finally, Amanda Bynes up in the house again. And some eyebrow issues. Not with Amanda Bynes, but someone else. There's eyebrow issues. And, of course, Justin Bieber. That's going to be a good little segment right there. But this is DGLC on radio.dominican.edu. And this is A Walk Through Hell by Say Anything.
One, two, three.
And if I could swim, I'd swim out to you in the ocean. Swim out to where you were floating in the dark. And if I was blessed, I'd walk on the water you're breathing to lend you some air for that heaving, sunken chest. 'Cause they chose you as the model for their empty little dreams. With your new head and your legs spread like a filthy magazine. And they hunt you and they gut you and you give in. And if I was brave, I'd climb up to you on the mountain. They led you to drink from their fountain, spouting lies. And I'd slay the horrible beast they commissioned. Steer me away from my mission to your eyes. And I stand there like a soldier with my foot upon his chest. With my grin spread and my arms out in my bloodstained Sunday's best. And you hold me, I'd remind you who you are. Under their shell, I'd walk through hell for you. Let it burn right through my shoes. These souls are useless without you. Send a whirlwind, I'd hug it like a harmless little tree. Or an earthquake, I'd calm it and I'd bring you back to me. And I'd hold you in my weak arms like a firstborn. I'd walk through hell for you. Let it burn right through my shoes. These souls are useless without you. Through hell for you. Let the torture ring into my soul. It's useless without you. An adventurer to do, but rest these feet at home with you.
And we are back. You should really move that before I
know you went too fast.
But this is DGLC on radio.dominican.edu, and that was A Walk Through Hell by Say Anything. I personally really love that song. It's in one of my very special playlists that I have. So, on to the next. Barbara Walters apologized to Katy Perry for making her uncomfortable in a 2011 interview. And when I first read this, I was like, okay, but I was like, wait, 2011? You're like 2 years too late, homeboy. But I guess because Katy Perry was named Barbara Walters' top 10 most interesting people, and so they did the interview. And this was right around the time that Katy Perry was getting was about to get divorced, and Katy Perry pretty much knew her marriage was over, and she didn't want Barbara Walters to like find out through all the questioning. And I guess she was late, and she told everyone that she was going to be late because she was just kind of running behind that day. But Barbara Walters still showed up on time, and Barbara Walters said to her, "You know, I've only ever waited for one other person this long. You know who that person was? Judy Garland. And you know how she turned out, right?" It's like, dang, that is backhanded. Like, she was saying, like, show up late again and I'll kill you like I did Judy Garland. No. No. Okay. No. No one laughed. No joke. Judy Garland died, you know, drug overdose. Okay. Or supposedly drug overdose. I'm not one for conspiracy theories. I'm really not. I think that's, like, really offhanded. I'd be like, excuse you, Barbara Walters? I'm Katy Perry. Like, I can be late when I want to be late. And so could Judy Garland if she wants to. If she's late doing some coke in the bathroom, so be it. That's Judy Garland. You gotta respect that. That's Dorothy. Anyways. Katy Perry also... Okay, this is another thing. E! News reported that Katy Perry was throwing shade at her friend Rihanna. But really, Katy Perry... If you read the article, it says that she can't pull off the things Rihanna wears and that she's too old for twerking. And it's like, E! News, you need to learn what throwing shade is. Listen to any one of Taylor Swift's acceptance speech and you'll know what throwing shade is, because she is the queen at throwing shade.
Definitely.
Am I right, ladies? And Bruce Jenner from... He's married to Kris Jenner. Kardashians Jenner, yeah. He... has some red spots on his skin because I guess he is kind of old and they never wore sunblock when he was like training for the Olympics outside and stuff. So he thought he had skin cancer, but it's all a-okay. He was probably going to get like a facelift or something, and they're like, oh, we should check these red blotches out because he needs a facelift. He looks like he's had actually too many. He's probably going to get it like fixed.
Downsize.
Probably loosen up the skin behind the ears. But I guess it's not cancerous, so that's pretty cool. It sucks when people have cancer. That's pretty cool. Miley. Dang flabbit Miley. Amanda Bynes' mother finally speaks out, and she said that they're keeping treatment and diagnosis private, and they're keeping it within the family, and that Amanda Bynes is doing good. Which is, I mean, I know I sound like a bad person for saying this, but she was really entertaining when she was going off the deep end. And I kind of miss that Amanda. But I mean, clearly she had issues. I'm guessing she was schizophrenic. Because I was thinking about it, and I was like, hey. Like, she said she heard voices telling her to do things. And she was, thought people were after her. And she's around the age that you get a schizophrenic break. That's my guess. And that's just from, you know, general psychology that I took freshman year. I remember that class well. Because my teacher was very good looking and I've never paid so much attention in a class before in my life. I learned so much in that class. I found my notebook, so I even kept that notebook. So I was like, I learned so much, I'm going to keep the notebook so I can look at it later.
Should have had him sign it.
No, that'd be creepy. I mean, I'm creepy, but, like, secretly creepy. Like, in my own head. Not gonna be outwardly creepy. But, yeah, so I kind of miss the crazy Amanda Bynes, but I guess it's good she's doing good. I mean, it's not entertaining for this show when people do well. Ooh. What if, like, all of Hollywood just got their act together? I would have no show. And Lily Collins was named the new face of Lancome Beauty Supplies. And I think that is wonderful if they can control her eyebrows. I just have a really big problem with Lily Collins' eyebrows. Do you know who I'm talking about? She's the girl that played the main girl in Immortal Instruments.
Today oh, Bones. Yeah.
Her eyebrows are just out.
I knew her name sounded familiar. I just couldn't put a face to the name.
Her eyebrows are ridiculous. And I've seen her. She was in... what's that movie about the football player? The adopted football player. And he
The blind side.
She was in The Blind Side. She was the daughter, and she had normal eyebrows. And I thought she was very pretty. And then all of a sudden, these eyebrows out of nowhere just came up. Very dominant. I just don't like the dominant eyebrows. Speaking of eyebrows, though, Cara Delvingshire? I don't know her name. Delving. She's a model. She's in a film called London Fields. And she has dreads in that. And I saw a picture and it was like actually really scary. It's like her really dominant eyebrows and then dreads. And I was like,
I couldn't even picture that.
Look it up on E. It's on E. They have a picture. And like E was talking about how like good she looks even with dreads and how she can pull off dreads. It's like, ooh, E, you need to stop lying to this girl because she looks bad. Like, oh yeah, she's a pretty girl. Maybe. I can't see past the eyebrows, honestly. But she's a model, so I'm assuming she's pretty. But this dreads, it's really bad. I just really want to hear your reaction on it, honestly. So, it's Caradelevinge. It's really bad, like dreads and then just these really, really dominant eyebrows. Nope, that's not how you spell it. It's Delevinge. There's no ing at the end.
You're going too fast.
D-E-L. Okay. Yeah, she looks actually really scary. She kind of reminds me of Medusa with dreads.
I don't know why.
Just type in with dreads. On just Google. It shouldn't be so hard. I could probably pull it up faster than you. I just really want you to see, because I really want your, like, honest reaction. Because, yeah, E! News was like, oh, she's so chic. Look how she can pull off anything. Oh, scroll. Oh, God. Is that bad? Or is that, like, or do you think it's okay? Nothing?
She looks like some guy.
She looks like the guy from Glee when he had the dreads.
She looks like a dude because of those eyebrows.
Yeah, it's really bad. I wonder if like she has a really big role in the movie. I didn't research the movie. But like they were like, oh, she's so chic. Look at how she can pull off dreads. This it girl can do anything. No, she can't pull off dreads. That's one thing she can't do. And clearly she can't like control her eyebrows either. She's letting them things go wild. I just personally don't like it. But moving away from eyebrows, we are going to go to this contest. And the winners of the contest get to get married by Chris Harris. And he's like the host of The Bachelor. And it's, why would you even enter that contest? I'd be embarrassed to enter that contest. I don't want Chris Harris marrying me. And not that I have anyone to marry. Very much the opposite. If anyone's wondering.
If anybody's listening out there.
Yeah. I would. And if... I feel like I don't know. I guess I can't talk for guys because I'm not a guy. But like, I feel like if I was a guy, I'd be like, oh, please don't enter this. This is embarrassing. How would you feel about being married by Chris Harris?
Is that a cool thing? No.
Would you enter a contest for it?
Definitely not.
I wouldn't either. I wonder how many people entered. But three couples get to get married. Ooh. I'd rather have like the Bushman from the streets of San Francisco marry me. How cool would that be? Have you seen The Bushman?
Yes.
How cool that'd be to have him marry you. Or one of the robots. That would be cool too. The all people I'd rather have marry me than Chris Harris. Can you imagine? Like in Union Square. And like the robots just like, would you take this man to... I was like, yes. I feel like that would be a really popular wedding. But this is one of my favorite topics because I love to hate on Justin Bieber. I do. I am a hater when it comes to Justin Bieber. But Justin Bieber was at... He gives me reasons to hate. Okay, let me just clarify that. Justin Bieber visited the Great Wall of China. And instead of walking it, you know, like a normal person, like any other person, he decided that he was going to be carried around by his security guards like a little fairy princess that he is. And it was like throne status. Like, one butt cheek was on one guy's shoulder, the other butt cheek on the other guy's shoulder. So it was like they were his chair and he was being carried around on a throne. I was like, ugh, what are you doing? Like, he has to know how that looks, first off. Like, that, you look really spoiled and dumb. How do you think it looks?
It looks ridiculous.
Like, I need your input on these things. Like, you're just, like, cruising the web over here, zoning me out like you always do. You just need to put your input on these things. You have to have some strong feelings. That's annoying. If you're not annoyed by that piece right there, I don't know what's wrong with you. Like, I feel like everyone should be annoyed by that. Like, who's letting this kid get away with this? Like, I wish I was at the Great Wall of China so I could, like, push him or something off that guy's shoulders. Not off the wall. That'd be bad. Just off the guy's shoulders. Like, I'm not looking to kill him. Like, I'm just wanting him to, like, walk like a normal person. Are your legs broken? No.
I mean, you pretty much said it all. I mean, I feel the same way you do, but he's just ridiculous. I can't stand Justin. I've never liked him. I didn't even have that phase. Ooh, like, he's a cute little boy. No.
I don't know how.
I just never liked him.
He was just such a cute little kid, and he was, like, really humble and everything, and just like, oh, look at you. I want him to win. I want him to win at life, because where he came from and how hard he's worked, now it's just like, go away. Go away. Put a shirt on, pull up your pants, and go away. Walk away. Don't have someone carry you away. Walk away. That'd be awesome. I really hate when people message me on Twitter about things I don't care about. Hey, follow me on Tumblr. No, I'm not going to. You don't even know me. So yeah, if you're not annoyed by the Justin Bieber thing, I'm a little annoyed with you. Because that's ridiculous. I'm going to go on to another music break. And this one is Sweater Weather. Whoa. It's called Sweater Weather. That is hard to say. By The Neighborhood. And this has been DJLC on radio.dominican.edu. And when we come back, I have basically just One Direction news. But there's something that I took very personally happened, and I got very angry.
She turned into the Hulk.
There's proof. Like, my notebook. Okay, this is a little secret. I write all my notes in this notebook for the show, and it's a Harry Styles notebook. Cassandra bought it for me, and I like the notebook a lot. It's very pretty, and I try to write nicely in it, and I try not to damage it, but I ripped pages. So keep that
That's
in mind.
That's how mad she was.
This is DJLC on radio.dominican.edu, and this is Sweater Weather by The Neighborhood.
Just us.
And we are back. This is DGLC on radio.dominican.edu, and that was Sweater Weather by The Neighborhood, which I think is fitting because it's getting pretty chilly outside, if you ask me.
She's been cold, like, all week long.
It's been cold all week long. I'm, like, freezing most of the time. And I don't have winter shoes. All I have is flip-flops, and so my toes are, like, taking the price. They were, like, blue yesterday.
They look like a dead person's feet.
They did. It was really gross.
They were like greenish blue.
I felt really bad for my toes. But on November 23rd, One Direction is having a 7-hour long live stream. And I'm kind of like, okay, 7 hours. That's a really long time to sit and watch five boys be dumb. And I mean dumb in all the best ways. I don't mean like they're actually stupid. But you know they're going to do stupid stuff. And I don't have 7 hours. I can't sit down and watch 7 hours of that. 2, yes. 3, yes. Anything over 3, though, I just wouldn't be able to sit down and watch it. I mean, are you going to try to watch all 7 hours? You're going to try,
huh? I don't know. I mean, it's a Saturday. I don't have anything better to do.
Which you could be doing anything besides just sitting and staring at your screen.
I mean, yeah. I don't know.
I mean, even when we have nothing to do, we're not on the computer for 7 hours.
That's true. 7 hours is a really long time. I agree with you on that one.
But, I mean, you were really excited when you told me. So, even though I already knew, what made you excited? I want to know your thoughts. Because I kind of, like, crushed it for you. And I felt a little tiny bit bad, even though I feel like I brought you into reality. But go on. What were you thinking?
I mean, I've never seen one of their live streams before. And so that was exciting about, I don't know. I've never seen a live stream of theirs. And I've never met them before, so a live stream would be make.
Okay, doesn't mean just because I met them doesn't mean a live stream isn't cool.
I know that, but I just like the idea of. I don't know. I was just excited for it.
Did I kind of crush it?
A little bit.
Well, I mean, I did bring you into reality. Like, I'm predicting what's gonna happen.
You are.
And I'm pretty sure it's going to happen.
It probably will.
And I just don't have time for all that. Ain't no one got time for all that. And I feel like they just looked really dead behind the eyes when they were announcing. Like, sure, they, like, made some, like, grand hand gestures like they were excited. But, like, just looked dead behind the eyes to me. Like, they just really didn't want to do a 7-hour live stream. I mean, two summers ago... I watched a few TwitCams. I saw two of them. It didn't have all of them in it. It just had, like, one was just Niall, and then one was just Liam. And those lasted for, like, an hour. And it was, like, perfect. Because by the time I was getting pretty tired, I was tired of just watching them do nothing, really. Like, just make up stuff off the top of their head. I was tired of having people shout out to this country, shout out to this country. Which is going to be 7 hours of that. Plus the other thing I told you about. So, I mean, I wish that I had other One Direction news that, like, about other boys, but really, since they've been in Australia, it's been, like, deathly silent about any.
And I don't like
One
that.
Direction news.
I was expecting shirtless One Direction.
When they went to Australia.
All the time.
When they went to Australia in 2012, it was, like, nothing but shirtless pictures, and it was good. It was the good life. But not so much this year. There's, like, none. No pictures. No new pictures then. They're all just kind of doing their own thing. Not really going outdoors, I don't think.
There's too many snakes out there.
Turn around. The snake habitat. But before they went to Australia, they were in London, and there was a few fashion shows, and Harry Styles went to those, and I mean, he looked ridiculous at one of them because he was wearing a leopard print shirt. And then that morning I went to class and this girl had the same exact leopard print shirt. And I was like, this is weird. But apparently, because Kelly Osbourne was also there. And she said that he was making fun of models' feet and belly buttons. to make people around him laugh. And everyone's like, I can't believe he did that. That's so rude. But it's like, if I didn't make fun of how people looked or did things, I wouldn't have this show. And I know there's some people that like this show, so I don't really care. I mean, it's kind of, it's messed up to make fun of someone's feet. I mean, he can't really make fun of anyone's feet when he has, like, monster-sized feet.
I mean, he's a monster-sized boy.
And he can't really make fun of people with a weird belly button because he has four nipples, so. I think it was just to make people laugh. I mean, I guess it's not that expensive others, so that's not very nice, but that's what I live on, so.
I mean, I don't think he meant it in a bad way. He was.
I don't really care if he did. He's a boy. They do stupid stuff all the time. Just from experience, because I have an older brother, and he still does stupid stuff all the time. But then, while he was in New York, Harry Styles, which was before he was in London. He's always in America for some odd reason. Like, go back home. Stay there for a while. Play Scrabble with your mom. He was hanging out with some model and her friends. And long story short, these friends of his, they're not really his friends. They're very much using him for his fame, clearly. They're, like, posting pictures of him, like, paying for their meal. Like, a lot of people were at this table. And so, clearly, the bill was expensive. And so he was paying for all of it. And there's a picture of him, like, kissing one of the girls. And she got kind of mad that they posted that. But just all this stuff. And then this guy came out today saying that if there is a certain amount of if he gets a certain amount of followers, he'll give out Harry's number. And it's just, this isn't okay. You don't use people as for fame. Like, clearly these people are after attention. And I have down here, like, my thirsty trick radar was, like, going off when I was reading this and seeing the video, because it's like, you can't not be any more thirsty for attention to do all this stuff. Like, he's not even in America. He unfollowed you guys from Instagram and Twitter. Like, you're literally just out to get your face out there. And I guess that's, I mean, being a model's friend, being a model, you want to get your face out there, get attention. But this brings the question, why hang out with Harry Styles for fame when you can hang out with Harry Styles for the Harry Styles? That's what I'd be hanging out with him for. Like, no, not the fame. I could do without the fame. If you just hang out with Harry Styles and hang out with Harry Styles, like, you take that chance. You don't be fake friends. And go ahead, give out his number. He'll just change it. That's fine. He's probably changed it a bajillion times. But that's just rude. And that can make me really angry. And, like, literally, my notes say, like, turning into the Hulk. And then the Hulk is, like, really scratchy. And then there's a tear at the end. And then I wrote down something else. I, like, went to do an arrow. And by this time, I wasn't as mad. Like, I only got mad for a split second. But I drew this arrow. But at the end of the arrow, it, like, ripped a whole bunch of the paper. And there's this big gash in the paper and a big, like, pen mark on the other side of the other page. So it really looked like I turned into the Hulk for a second. Yeah.
And it was real. Her page was so. She did turn into the Hulk for a second.
I have down here these little desperate for attention, .. Hop off it. Like, because this guy thinks he's being, like, really clever and, like, sly and manipulative. And it's like, he's trying to be, like, mean girl status, but it's like, you look lame. Like, I was meaner in eighth grade than you are right now. Like, stop. Stop trying. And that's all I have today. I guess I wasn't as prepared as I thought. The past 2 weeks, I was like, oh, I don't have enough for a two-hour show, and then I've had enough. And then this time, I was like, I'm pretty sure I have enough, and here we are at 8:40. But I do have a text post. I mean, it might be a quote from someone, but I don't think it is. It's just a text post. And it just says, there are approximately 1,013,913 words in the English language, but I can never string any of them together to explain how incredible I think you are. Oh, isn't that a nice one?
How sweet.
Right? That should be like a Valentine's Day card. That'd be a really good Valentine's Day card. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, we are.
I'm gonna bust going into the card
making business.
The card industry. I'm going to make some bomb cards. I was going to say birthday card, but I was like, this isn't birthday. And then I was like, but I'm not going to limit myself to just Valentine's Day cards. I was like making out a business plan in my head. I was like, don't limit yourself, Laura. So, yep, card business. That's going to be my first card. And I guess that's it. I feel like a failure for going on to only 840. I know I could have done it. I mean, unless you have anything to add. Ooh, I mean, we could talk about R5 right here. Because, like, okay, you know the band. We've talked about them before. R5, we met them. We saw them in concert. I got a drumstick from the drummer. They're in Hawaii. And they're
posting their parents' anniversary.
Oh, I didn't know that's what it's for. Oh, that's nice that they took Ellington, mm-hmm. even though he's not actually part of the family. There's all these pictures of them shirtless. And the drummer, he always has a shirt on. Every time they're at like a water park or anything, he always has a shirt on. And I was like, why? But then he was shirtless, and it's like, boy, you do not need to cover that up. You are looking good.
In all the right areas.
Oh.
They yes. are. They all are all very good are looking. So good.
And this one, his name is Rocky. He has very nice back muscles in this one picture. It looks like chest muscles. They're very nice. I like the photos. I'm glad they're in Hawaii. They post tons of photos, too.
I love it.
It's a good time to be on Instagram following them. I mean, if you're really interested, it's official R5 on Instagram. Tons of shirtless photos. I mean, there's a girl in the band, and she's in a bikini. So, I mean, if you're a dude, you can rush over and see that. I mean, she's not ugly.
Definitely not. Those parents did good.
Yes, those are some good genetics that they have. That is a good gene pool you want to dive into. So there's going to be four girls and a man that are going to be lucky to marry into that family and have probably really good looking children. Probably talented too.
And you'll love your mother-in-law.
Yes, the mother-in-law is a definite bonus because she's a very nice lady. Met her too. That sounds creepy, but she was there. Like, she was meeting people too.
Yeah, we got a picture with her.
Yep. I mean, I guess that took up... I mean, how else do you feel about these pictures?
I wish One Direction would do the same thing.
In 2012, R5. They did.
But I need those current.
I know, you just weren't a fan in 2012.
I mean, I wasn't as big of a fan. I mean, I knew of them, I listened to their music. And I thought they were all attractive. I wasn't...
I just noticed that I could do that. It's like a party trick, but it's not really. The windscreen comes off.
Yeah, it does.
It's a good thing that no one can see me. That would be really bad. Like, imagine there's like a secret hidden camera in here.
And when they pressed listen online, it showed the video too.
Oh, God, that'd be so bad. I mean, usually I don't do anything inappropriate.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't. There's nothing I do inappropriate in here. I just sit and talk. And sometimes I do hand gestures. Because I can't, like, talk with my hands down. Like, that's impossible for me. Because I get really into things. Sometimes I need to calm myself down. I'm, like, pushing the feelings down. But I guess, like, this is a better time to stop than earlier. So, I'm going to stop now. And next Thursday, I'm pretty sure there's no volleyball game next Thursday, is there? Or a soccer game?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that I'm going to be here next Thursday. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure. I'm like 98% sure. I don't think there's any sports events next Thursday. So yeah, this is DGLC on radio.dominican.edu. And I'm going to leave you with Arctic Monkeys' Do I Wanna Know. Until next Thursday, friends, goodbye. We'll be right back.
color in your cheeks.